This is VOA News via remote. As violence between Israel and Hamas militants in Palestine entered its second week, the Israeli military said it killed a senior Palestinian militant commander. The killing of Hussam Abu Harbid, Islamic Jihad's armed commander for North Gaza, was likely to draw a fierce response from the militant group that is fighting alongside Hamas. The Israeli military said in a statement that Harbid had been behind several anti-tank missile terror attacks against Israeli civilians. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll since the hostilities flared last week at 201, including 58 children. The AP reports 10 people have been killed in Israel, including 2 children. The Associated Press is calling for an independent probe into an Israeli airstrike that blew up a Gaza City building, housing AP reporters and other journalists. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Israeli military claims the building housed a Hamas intelligence office. AP executive editor Sally Busby says the agency had no indication of that. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has asked for Israeli justification.
I've not seen any information provided.
But Blinken noted he will not discuss specific intelligence. Israel says it's putting together evidence. Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the region. Pressure is also increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. More on VOAnews.com. This is